afternoon. Back once again in the Gawler Heritage Centre, deep underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, in the basement here with Kay Boone, and we're looking back at Gawler's history once more through the bunyip. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Another nice day in Gawler.
It is.
It's always good to be here because I don't live in Gawler, so it's always lovely to come over and come to a very familiar town that I love very much.
Well, I live in Gawler and I love being here, so,
yeah, so
I really do.
I've just got so many friends that live in Gawler and it's just been part of my life, all my adult life, so, yeah.
Well, until, I don't know, 2 months before we moved to Gawler, I had no idea that I would ever live in Gawler. It was the last thing in my mind, and we were house hunting in the suburbs and everything we looked at was so depressing because we just finished uni, both of us, so we were buying, you know, into the bottom end of the market.
Yes.
And we were also in our 30s and about to have a family, so, we weren't in a good position to get a mortgage at the time. And we were at Justin's father's house, and I can picture this moment. We're sitting at the table, I can see the sunlight shining through the windows, and he said, oh, somebody at work mentioned that Gawler could be a good place to look at houses.
Really?
And it was like this flashbulb, and I knew instantly, we're going to live in Gawler.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I didn't know really anything about Gawler at all, but I just knew that that was the answer.
So have you lived in where you're living now all that time?
We bought that house. So I was sick and I was in hospital when he first came out, and he had a friend that lived in Gawler, and he came in and he just threw these papers all over the bed saying, look, we can buy a stone cottage in Gawler. And that was our dream, was to have a stone cottage.
Yes.
And we couldn't afford even a renovator's delight in Adelaide.
I was going to say, it's been a renovator's delight ever since.
Well, our house has, it is a renovator's delight. We are. Anyway, as soon as I came out, we went house hunting. We looked at all these different houses, and at the end of the day, he said, well, there is this one house near the railway station, but it's got a few problems, and it's not really advertised. Anyway, we looked at it and just, it's perfect. We were going to be renovators, which it turned out we weren't, but the location's been perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. You couldn't get a better location than, I've thought of that strip down along what used to be Bassett Town.
Yes, it's Bassett Town.
And then down through to 8th Street, 12th Street.
Yes,
All of that strip through there, to me, is the perfect place to live in Gawler.
Yes,
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a perfect place. Yeah. And it was, Justin was able to train to work. When the kids were teenagers, their friends would park their cars in front of our house and they'd all get the train into the city or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just paid off in so many ways
and
for
walk
us.
To the shops.
We've got lovely neighbours.
Yeah.
We've really had a good neighbourhood.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. So, no, it was a good decision.
We digress, but
a nice digression. I like this digression. We're talking about Gawler. It's a favourite subject.
It's a good subject.
It is.
That's why we're here, isn't it, really?
It is.
Looking back through the files of how we got from there to here.
Exactly. So that's our looking back. Personal looking back. So 150 years ago, the McKinley Monument, a large and influential meeting of the residents of Gawler assembled in the long room of the Bushman Hotel for the purpose of initiating the founding of a suitable monument in memoriam of our late much-respected townsman and distinguished explorer, the propriety of which movement was as cordially and unanimously felt as we expected it would be. I stumbled a bit there, especially there's no gap between the late and the much, which
sentence,
sort of, yes,
it?
Late much, but I think that's just a typo.
A large and influential. Yeah. That doesn't actually mention him by name in that whole paragraph.
No, it doesn't.
And it's 7 lines, one sentence.
Yes.
And that's why everything seems so long-winded, because the sentences were long.
They were.
I mean, I would have broken that up into 3.
Yes.
Sentences.
That one wasn't actually, some of the wording was difficult there, but of course that would be the monument at Pony Park.
Yes.
But also he has a huge memorial in Gawler, in Williston Cemetery. So the great big memorial.
Is that one in the centre?
Yes, that's the McKinley Memorial.
Yeah,
that's the huge, and I'm sure I have photos of it at home somewhere. So
it's quite a grand cemetery, Williston.
Yes.
So anyway, 100 years ago, A sensational bolt happened in the vicinity of the Gawler Railway Station early on Wednesday morning. Mr. E. White, an elderly resident of Ward's Belt, was driving a pair of ponies in a buggy and trailing a sulky, travelling the district road at the rear of the Evanston Racecourse. Being uncertain of the sulky's fixture, Mr. White got down to examine the rope, holding the reins in his hands as he did so. The ponies jumped away and pulled the driver onto his back on the roadway. The runaways dashed along and over the crossing, missing a travelling train by inches.
Oh,
naughty ponies. Yeah.
Yes.
Easily done. I've driven horses and driven ponies and yes.
They have a mind of their own.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're not a motorbike, that's for sure, that you can turn on and turn off.
No. They make cars and motorbikes look safe by comparison. Which would surprise many people who think, oh, back in the good old days.
You know. Yeah, we had as many people die from falls of horses and off of their carts and being run over by drays, and happened to one of my ancestors. He fell off this horse drunk, I think, and died. Another one tumbled out of his cart and got run over. So, legion.
Yes. So, on to 50 years ago. Towns taking on a new character. The current land and housing boom in Gawler has spread to nearby country towns, and Malala, Hamley Bridge and Freeling are taking on the new character of dormitories for city commuters. Far from becoming ghost towns, they're steadily filling up with city commuters, and land and building processes have risen considerably during the past 12 months. 2 years ago, an older style home in Freeling on a large block of land could be bought for $2,000. $2,000. I'll just repeat that. It's a bit of a shocking figure in a way. Yeah. Today, older style homes in the town are being snapped up, often in preference to more modern homes. Kind of reflects what I said about...
Yes, don't build them like that anymore.
No, they have character.
Yep.
They are beautiful houses. So
it was always my dream, and we bought the old schoolhouse at Low Light, but it was a lot of work. Mm. And in the end, we didn't live there. We sold it after 20 years, 10 years of renovating and 10 years of family living in it. And it was, I had some debts to pay, so I thought, nope, sell it. Done, dusted, move on.
Yep.
Lots of work. 25 years ago, the Gawler Commodore V8 has had a promising start to the 98 touring car season. In the opening round of the Shell Australian Touring Cars Championship at Sandown Raceway, the car finished 11th outright. The Commodore is backed by the Gawler Township with help also from Gawler Farm Machinery and Gawler Bodyworks. There you go.
Okay, I didn't know Gawler had its own race car, so that's a little bit of Gawler history. I had no idea
That's Gawler supporting someone's indulgence, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. Well, there's certainly a few car enthusiasts here, but it's not surprising given their proximity to Malala and the racetrack there. Yeah. And Justin's family were all mad car racing people.
Yes, there's something about the noise and the horsepower. I mean, I get a thrill out of watching horses race because I know what it's like, and it's just...
Horses are more elegant than cars. We used to go to Malala because Justin's stepmother raced a mini out there.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a bit boring.
Oh, minis! Oh, it's just
minis
like,
are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, minis are very good.
They've always got that element of unpredictability.
Yes,
they've also got an element of vulnerability, which black side of horse racing. Mm. But having ridden in races, and there's nothing like that surge of power that you get from a horse just taking off from standstill. Immediately into a gallop, you know, within two or three strides, and it's quicker almost than any car you could ever imagine. Well, maybe not now, but it's just this incredible, and it's an animal.
With feelings and emotions. Yes. So, 10 years ago, service station cut down to size. The external walls of a new fuel outlet in Williston have been reduced by almost a metre following an official investigation into the development by Gawler Council. About 80 centimetres of concrete wall was removed by hand on Thursday, a process which took about 8 hours to complete. The development, which will see the construction of a new service station featuring 4 lanes and 8 browsers, came under investigation after it allegedly deviated from the original plan sanctioned by council. Yeah. And I can just picture my father back in his day. He would have been... He was diligent about enforcing the council regulations. We'd be out driving on a Saturday afternoon. He'd see a truck parked on a footpath, and he'd pull over and pull out the camera, and he'd stomp over, and he would take photos.
Really?
And
stuff.
Yep.
So which council?
This was Ballarat.
Oh, really?
Ballarat Council. Yes.
Oh, big council too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Be fairly. There'd be the Bolshies over there, and that, you know, there'd be the ones that wanted to defy the authority, and others that wanted to enforce the authority. Yes. I can imagine. I just parked.
He was militant about it.
So now I will read Gawler now and then. And I think last week we mentioned about the tall pine tree.
We did, yes.
Tree. Yeah. So here's a photograph of it. Corner of Reed and Jacobs Streets, pre-1990. The pine tree at the southwestern corner of Jacob and Reed Streets became reputedly the largest decorated Christmas tree in the southern hemisphere when first festooned by lights in 1984 by businessman Derek Such. And there it is with Foodland in the background. It's such
that
a shame.
Tree was planted by Jeff's grandparents, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Because they owned that property that before it was sold to the supermarket. They had a beautiful stone house there.
There was a lovely cottage there.
And that was their his grandparents' house.
Oh, was it? Jeff?
Gretz.
Oh, Jeff Gretz.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Our Jeff.
Our Jeff. Because over this side of Reed Street was the old fire station.
Mm. Remember the fire? No, I don't.
And it had the most glorious, beautiful, stunning pear tree.
Right.
And every year, every spring, when that pear tree came out in flower, and it was like, I just loved it. And no one ever mourned it being cut down to make way for whatever development, and it was such a shame. Yeah, no, it was in Jacob Street. That's the next one up, isn't it, that drives down to Woolworths. Yeah, it's in there. Big shopping centre now.
Yes.
So that's it.
Yes, that's it for this week.
Wow. It's been interesting.
It
nice
has.
Chat too, Jeanette.
Yes. I've enjoyed it. Yes,
chat.
It is. It is.
Yes.
Nice to talk about the past and history.
And Gawler.
And Gawler. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Back next week.
Yes, indeed. Till next week.
Enjoy your week, everyone. For all life.